Some of you know that I am not only a salsa teacher and dancer, but also an academic. I have taught at the University of Colorado as full professor since 1983. How can that be as young as I am? For over a decade, I have been doing research and teaching topics related to dance traditions around the world and to understanding what it is that distinguishes dancing as a human activity. This research has taken me to many fields of study and to read and to think about a lot of things. One of the most provocative areas I have been interested in is the philosophical writings of a Frenchman named Maurice Merleau-Ponty. His research was on human perception. Most theories of perception see the human body as kind of a box, with the senses being something like instruments that detect what is outside the box and bring it in the box. Merleau-Ponty's revolutionary work found that bodies aren't boxes that passively receive information from outside through the senses, but rather that we interact with the world beyond our skin in creative ways. Our senses are actively creating the world as they sense the world, and this is based on the nature of the human body, including the brain and mind. He showed us that we interactively create and discover the world all the time. Merleau-Ponty's principal inspiration for this view was a simple situation in which we touch one hand with the other. One is touching the other, but this can easily be reversed so that the hand doing the touching is actually touched by the other hand. This flip-flopping, or reversibility, as Merleau-Ponty called it, as the two hands are of one body, shows the two are inseparable, that is, in some sense also one. He referred to this reversibility using the term chiasm, which simply refers to a crossing place. We can also think of it as modeled by a Möbius strip, which has both two and one side simultaneously. Another kind of illustration is to think of M.C. Escher prints, where a tiny shift in focus flips back and forth the images we see. Extending this analogy of one hand touching the other, Merleau-Ponty believed that all perception is of this nature. As we see the world, we are also seen in some sense by the world, and so on. The point is really that perception is interactive. It is the active presentation of things outside us for us to perceive, while it is, at the same time, our actively seeking the world beyond us, creating it and our experience of it in the terms of the history of our experience and expectation, in terms that are dictated by the biology and physiology of the human body. The body and mind are inseparable, as are the perceiving human being and the world the human being perceives. Well, that is a pretty quick and dirty presentation of Merleau-Ponty and the ideas I have been contemplating for years. The point here really is that, as I have been thinking about how fundamental the salsa connection is to salsa dancing, I realize that it is chiasmatic or mobiatic in the same sense that Merleau-Ponty described. The two partners creating the salsa connection are indeed separate people, individual dancers. Yet in their dancing, in their creating a salsa connection, they are also one, that is, a connected, flowing, unified entity. They are two, yet one, yet two. But the full realization of this amazing structurality is experienced only at that point when together they realize the salsa connection.